Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of America Tonight. Kate Delaney once again from South Jersey, Ocean City, New Jersey. I haven't seen my family in a year. I'm actually getting a chance to spend some time with them for a couple of days, and we are wall-to-wall live next week on the show. And boy, there's a lot to talk about, and we had some great guests set up, bringing you the best of the last couple of weeks. But wanted to at least touch base with you and let you know some of the things that I'm seeing that are going on that you're obviously talking about. I say the show is about the buzz in the backyard. Sadly, seven people, including three teenagers, were shot and wounded in Baltimore in some gun violence overnight. And this happens 2 weeks after the city's police commissioner, of course, as you know, was pink slip fired because of the spike in murders. The teenagers, 13, 15, and 18, were all hit. They had gunshot wounds, but not life-threatening, around 11 o'clock on Wednesday in Baltimore. The interim police commissioner, Kevin Davis, who went to the area, said that the community had seen enough violence, and that was it. And they said that, he said, it's unacceptable for the community to see three teenagers being shot on a summer's night. He said no arrests have been made. Four other adults, males, were shot across the city in about 2 hours. Two of the victims shot a bunch of different times. So here you have the police commissioner fired because of the criticism of how he handled the riots after the death in April of Freddie Gray, who, you know who Freddie Gray is, the black man who had fatal injuries when he was in police custody. And of course the homicide rate in that city has gone through the roof. You know what the homicide rate is? 600. Can you imagine? 620,000 people. The mayor, the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, said the focus on the police commission had become a distraction when they needed to rein in all this problem with the crimes. Because if you want to compare, in early July, Baltimore had 155 killings for the year versus 155 versus 105 in 2014. So obviously, huge problem. We know it in Baltimore. Big news out of New York State. The governor, Cuomo, formed a panel to look at whether or not fast food workers should have a pay hike in minimum wage. The panel's recommendations, which they say are going to jump into effect in order of the state's acting commissioner of labor, blah, 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 saying that that they've been rallying for 3 years for fry cooks, for people who work the drive-thru windows, all of that, and they simply cannot afford to live in New York with the pay. So the recommendation has been to raise it to $15, minimum page, $15 an hour from $8.75. New York City, they say, would kick in first, but $15 an hour. What do you think about that? Do you remember if you had a minimum wage job, what you were getting? That'd be interesting to see. What year you had a part-time job as maybe a kid, and what you were getting as minimum wage, and is it fair or foul? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. We'll talk a lot about labor and union versus non-union next week on the show. Sad news from California. Boy, hate talking about this. Here we go. We have what should be a routine traffic stop that goes awry, and it ends up, sadly, in a California police officer's death. You know, as much as we crucify bad cops, how is it that you have this? This is in San Francisco. I mean, how is it you have the San Francisco police sergeant? It's an early morning deal. The man suspecting the shooting's been arrested, right? At a hospital where he was being treated for a gunshot wound. I'll just give you some of the details. Hayward police say that the officer is Sergeant Scott Lunger, 58 years old, Brentwood, California. And, of course, they say it's a tremendous loss. Tremendous loss. And who shot him? A guy suspected of shooting him, Mark Estrada, 21. So, like I said, he's being treated. He had gang ties, and it's unclear some of the specifics of course, but he was driving erratically. He was swerving. So he was pulled over, and there was a confrontation, and then all of a sudden he was shot without warning and then fired back. Lunger had a partner with him. He radioed shots had been fired and that he was down. The partner wasn't injured. Police say that they found a white pickup truck in Oakland with bullet holes, matched the description of the truck involved in the shooting, and that's how it ultimately led to that. And Lunger, sadly, was on the force for 15 years. He became a sergeant in 2009. He was on the gang and SWAT units. And, of course, he has a family. I mean, here we are talking about another family, the effects of this kind of stuff. Lunger's family included two older daughters, and, of course, they notified them. Terrible. He's the second cop in the Bay Area killed in the line of duty this year, but we're seeing more of this happening, of course, across the country. And I'll tell you, for some of you listening to me who are cops out there, and I have police officers in my family, I've talked about that. I don't know how you go into that profession if the mentality is to protect and serve. Somebody swerving on the road, of course, typical, you would pull them over, not expecting that. And, you know, then that, happens. And I cannot imagine what that is like for, you know, to make that call for those families and what it's like to be those family members. I mean, you know, who are you calling when something happens? Do you have police officers in your area who you know who are reliable, who are doing an incredible job and who have maybe saved your life or who have helped you in a burglary situation or bailed you out in some other way? Just, you know, absolutely awful. All right, let's give you some good news here. I read a funny story about this guy in Rhode Island, 560 pounds. He's biking. How do you do that? I mean, you're 560 pounds. How do you bike? But he's doing this. I say bravo to him. He's biking across the United States to lose weight. Can you imagine what that would be like? And we're going to try to get this guy on the show. I want to see how his journey is like. But, I mean, seriously, he's Eric Heights, and he's been doing this since late last week. He started in Massachusetts. A bike shop is outfitting him with a bike that can withstand that weight because you think of the weight. In two weeks on the road, he's already dropped weight. They're saying he's dropped 60 pounds. He wears size, check this out, he wears size 70 pants, a 10X shirt, and he says he's always been a big person and he hopes to lose hundreds of pounds, and he's getting material for a second book. So he actually has a book out, a funny book, I guess, called Everybody Loves Ramen, and that's 50 recipes that he developed in college. Good luck to you, Eric Heights, and we're going to get him on the show and see how he continues to do. 560 pounds, he's already down 60 pounds. Wow, bravo. Don't forget, sign up for our free giveaway. We have couple computers to give away, and you could be a winner simply by signing up at kateontheroad.com. Pass the word on to people who may be able to bring us in to your area. All right, Kate Delaney hanging out with all you on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best.
AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair and stormy eyes, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through, hypnotize me through. And I
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, talking about a slew of different things, including, obviously, what's happening campaign-wise, 2016. You have people all over Trump for things he's said, and, of course, Mike Huckabee for his comments about the ovens and Jews. He's still fighting his way out of that one. Not rolling it back, but he's the either somebody's defending him, like Cruz has defended him, or they're going after him. The president from Ethiopia / Kenya, that trip, mentioned what he thought about it, that it was unfortunate that he made those comments. The Anti-Defamation League is saying Huckabee is completely out of line. His comments certainly show a shift. There's no question about that. And I think it is about, can you out-Trump Trump? It was really the way he said them is what I believe, because if you look at his background, some of the things that he said don't match up with that. Here's what Hillary Clinton had to say. She was asked about Huckabee's comments and what she thought.
Comments like these are offensive, and they have no place in our political dialogue. I'm disappointed, and I'm really offended personally. I know Governor Huckabee. I have a cordial relationship with him. He served as the governor of Arkansas. But I find this kind of inflammatory rhetoric totally unacceptable. One can disagree with the particulars of the agreement to put a lid on the nuclear weapons program of Iran, and that is fair game. But this steps over the line.
All right, so she's So you heard what Clinton's had to say. Yeah, of course you could criticize that, whatever, but it's the comments that he made. So the Anti-Defamation League, that they came out and reacted to it, and of course they're a very prominent Jewish advocacy group, and they slammed Huckabee's comments that Obama is marching Israelis to the door of the oven by agreeing to that nuclear deal. Jonathan Greenblatt, who's the national director of that organization, issued a statement right away saying that invoking the Holocaust just was completely out of line and unacceptable. Again, it goes to the rhetoric of the words of what he said, obviously. And Huckabee used his social media Sunday to stand by his comments, tweeting, "Tell Congress to do their constitutional duty and reject the Obama-Kerry-Iran deal," as well as quotes from the Ayatollah Khomeini making threats against Israel. That's what he tweeted out after, after his comments made huge news and got reaction from all corners all over the place about what he specifically said, what he specifically said. So there you go. In the meantime, it still is about the polls, and it still is about who's first in the polls, because the one reason the polls count, no matter what the sampling size is because this is your golden ticket into getting into the Republican debate on the main stage, because they had to limit the amount of candidates that are going to be there. One of them will be Donald Trump, because he shows up in the polls. So because he shows up in the polls, he's going to be one of the people that makes the platform. And this will be something to watch as to what you get from Donald Trump. If you get more meat from him on the issues when he's asked the questions, and the questions are the obvious questions, what they'll be. And who knows? I mean, you know, they certainly could go for some of the other things that Donald Trump has said, too, if they wanted to try to parcel all of those out. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch. I mean, I'm sorry. I think that the August 6th debate is must-see TV, because I want to hear. I want to see what happens with the dynamic of him in it, plus the other also afterthoughts. The people that were at the forefront, like Rand Paul, everybody's talking about Rand Paul. Now he's like the afterthought. What about Ted Cruz? He's the afterthought. What about Marco Rubio? Some think that Marco Rubio is going to win. He's the afterthought. Maybe not after the debate. You know, if you debate well, you get a bump in the polls, that's for sure. Grim, hello.
Well, I'm trying to give everybody a break, but after I heard you play what Hillary said, I had to call.
Okay, your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, with Obama, you know, I kind of let that slide, and I said, well, I need to give other people a chance on there. And I said, what about Biden, Obama? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the idiot you got standing beside you. Now, Hillary, what, she's a crook. Where'd she get off trying to morally justify her statement? She's a thief. She's a criminal ever since Whitewater. Just because she's an attorney, you know, that fraternity of lawyers, you know, and that don't last too long. I'll tell you.
You know what? I do agree with you. Why do we constantly elect attorneys? Let's get out of the attorney business for president.
Well, Kate, my dad even got so upset. They're trying their best to rewrite the Constitution in each one of the law dictionaries, which, you know, the liberal side is Ballantines and Black Law, which is old English law come down from history, is, you know, really the conservative and what the true meaning of the words are. And they have done everything they could to try and defeat and rewrite and redefine in French. And we talked about that the other night.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole Constitution, they're infringing upon my problems and my rights.
Right.
And they're not doing a thing about it. They haven't in 50 years. I've gone through two recessions now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, yes.
And and Mother Nature itself, you know. The good Lord has tested my family like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah, you've told us.
Yeah, for mankind to test me, I've had it.
Yeah, you sound like Izzy. Yeah, I understand. It is frustrating, and what I don't get is the gloss over the rest of America, where people need to wake up. What is going on? I'm surprised there isn't more outrage. Put down The Bachelorette, pre-tape it, watch it later. You know, figure out what's happening in your own backyard.
Doesn't anybody remember the Cuban Missile Crisis you had to go through? Well, look at what we're doing with Iran.
Yeah.
Yes, Huckabee is right in his statement.
Yeah.
It's PC as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think he's right. I think he's right. And what he's saying, he's making that statement. I mean, he's basically backing up Benjamin Netanyahu. But it's the way he said it that set off the match. And that's what happened. And
It's meant to.
Because
you got to wake people up, or otherwise the next thing you know, you are going to be waving a flag to mushroom clouds on the 4th of July.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying.
That's the threat. That is the threat.
Yeah.
We used ours as a deterrent, and we peacefully, without messing with Russia, caused Russia, because we knew socialism didn't work, and their economy collapsed because we did it in such a manner, but we kept our eyeballs on them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the key. I think you don't take your eye off the prize. I've said that many, many times. You know, that certainly. That's why I thought the one thing I totally disagreed with Ron Paul's father, the congressman from Texas, was when he said, let them do what they want. Let them develop a nuclear weapon. No, not with the way their laws are and not with the way that
their
they go after.
System.
Yeah, their belief system is scary. Yeah, I agree.
It. Because for them to say one thing and then they burn the flag and
do another. Yeah.
Well, you know, the president's a puppet. The Ayatollah's the one who runs everything.
Yep, absolutely.
I said this before. He's probably the head chief of all the Indian tribes over there.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Rouhani is just is the face, but it's the Ayatollah. It's the Ayatollahs that have the power. There's no question about that. And that goes, again, to their belief system. Grimm fired up in defense of Huckabee after hearing what Hillary Clinton had to say. Stay with us. Much more coming your way. Plus, the tail end of the show, an update on what's happening with the hunt for those Florida boys who have been missing since Friday off the Florida coastline.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite, is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
America Tonight. He covers the UN, smothers the UN like no other for talk radio news. Boy, we have a lot of things to talk to. It's perfect timing to have Luke on, too. Hey, Luke, what's going on?
Hey, a lot, actually. and all the better to talk to you.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I thought of you today, too, so it's great that you're on. Of course, the big thing is, how about the U.S. and Turkey agreeing to create the so-called safe zones inside that country, inside Turkey, that basically, as I understand it, would be free of Islamic State fighters? Explain what that means, and then how Syria, you know, this broke from Syria, how that all wraps into this.
It's pretty complex, and I think it will take some time for all the details to be sorted out here. There are a few things we can say right off the bat. We are hearing from officials in Washington and in Turkey, two countries apparently agreeing to this over the weekend. It's going to be about 60 miles long, 40 miles wide. Looking at the combat maps where this is proposed to be established in northern Syria, this is territory that has been switching between the hands of the Islamic State, in part the Assad regime, though they're not terribly powerful there, and that's a key element, and moderate opposition groups, some of which we have supported in the past, but others who have basically given up the fight. They've said, look, the Free Syrian Army isn't viable anymore, so these are groups that have sort of splintered off, and some of them have become probably a little bit too extreme for the U.S. to support directly. So, again, lots of interesting alliances here. What we're hearing is that the U.S. would not be going so far as to create a no-fly zone. That's something the Turkish government had apparently wanted for quite some time. But the U.S. would be conducting airstrikes and providing cover in some ways for troops. The operative difference there is this is not cover for humanitarian purposes. If there are Syrians who are trying to flee conflict, who are passing through that zone, it would seem to be up to the forces on the ground to be able to guarantee their safe movement. The goal here seems to be specifically military cover. And right off the bat, the element that's changed here is that up until now, the United States has been very uneasy about allowing ground forces of somebody else's troops to be leading the charge, because ultimately, as much as some of these opposition groups may want to take apart the Islamic State, they're being terrorized on a local level, their ultimate goal is regime change in Syria. And that's been something that, until now, the United States, as much as we may want that, sort of in the back of our mind, has been uncomfortable endorsing this directly. So again, this is a big shift, and I think it really has been enabled by Turkey's willingness, announced last week, to get into this fight directly. It shows you sort of what the options for Syria might have been going back several years if Turkey had been willing to make this decision earlier on, and that's a very sad thing to sort of think about, how the situation in the country may have been different, probably people's lives saved or improved if Turkey had made that decision. But again, with them in the fight, a lot more options are on the table, and it's amazing how quickly this has come together.
Yeah, that's what I would say. The speed is incredible. We'll wait and see how it all plays out. As you say, it's pretty complex. Okay, the president on the road, Kenya and Ethiopia, but over the weekend, first up, Kenya, and there was a little dust that was kicked up over the words that the president had to say concerning the way the country treats gays and lesbians. What did the president say that was particularly sticky?
Well, look, you can see why Kenya would be a target for some criticism. This is a country where not only gay marriage is not allowed, far from it, it's illegal to be gay or lesbian in Kenya. Just being found out to be in a same-sex relationship could get you 14 years in prison. I think this is one of those countries where they even have a clause saying that if it's an aggravated act of homosexuality, again, that's a pretty strange term for most people to think about, but it's a term that finds its way into the penal codes of Kenya and a lot of its neighbors, you could get 21 years in prison. So, again, this is really about as strict as it can get in the region. And the president holding a joint press conference with Uhuru Kenyatta, the controversial president of Kenya, I guess we could say, was very direct. He said, and this is a quote, "When you start treating people differently, not because of any harm they're doing anyone, but because they're different, that's the path whereby freedoms begin to erode and bad things happen." And he said those bad habits can spread. It's pretty impressive, really, to watch President Obama's comfort with this issue go up. It seems the air has cleared a little bit here domestically, and it's given him the confidence to speak more freely about this overseas. And when you watch him, you really sense that. This isn't just a man speaking up these words. He was there. It's been, hard for me to use these clips on the radio, and I had to, really edit them down, because he has these incredibly long pauses, as he's known for. They were even longer to overhearing this speech over the weekend, because you can tell he's very confident of the audience where this is being issued. The president of Kenya responded very coolly to this, saying essentially, and it's an argument we hear also from the presidents of these countries with these harsh laws, look, cultural norms are just different. We share a lot of things with the U.S., but you can't force people to do something they don't believe in. The president's argument, look, the state shouldn't be in the position of setting religious doctrine. It shouldn't be doing this. All it needs to do is establish a foundation of equality under the law. And again, I think really for the first time, Obama has a ton of authority speaking like this overseas. But again, it didn't get a very warm audience. And then the Kenyan population, really, at least compared to the United States, really, really opposed to this issue. So probably many years until we see reform, but I think many people there are happy that he kicked it into action a little bit.
Yeah, that he wasn't afraid to step into that fray. Of course not. As you say, the pause is pretty interesting stuff. Okay, back here at home, the State Department released its annual report on global human trafficking, an issue close to my heart. I've talked about this. I've had people on. I've tried to contribute what I can into helping to expose some of the bad guys in this. And two countries saw actually a surprise upgrade in their assessment, as you wrote me a note, and that's true. What countries are these, and why would people be interested in it?
Well, they're Cuba and Malaysia. They're both interesting. I mean, just like in Kenya, where you have an interesting balancing act that the administration is trying to do. They want to cooperate on something, but they also are trying to call out these countries for various human rights issues. That's exactly what we're seeing here. I mean, this detente, if you will, with Cuba has led the United States, and particularly the State Department, to drop that country from a lot of lists that it had just sort of been on for years out of habit, it seemed. I mean, I don't think there's been a huge change in the state sponsorship of terrorism in Cuba in the last few months, but it was these last few months, in the past year, that we dropped them from the state sponsors of terrorism list. And you could perhaps explain this upgrade in their position vis-a-vis human trafficking. You chalk it up to the same thing, that you just sort of need to show a greater, you know, willingness to trust the country. The State Department still says there is a big problem of forced labor or modern slavery in Cuba. I think a lot of analysts would say those haven't really been fixed overnight, but the State Department willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, put them in what we call Tier 2 warning list, which essentially means you don't meet the minimum standards of protecting against human trafficking, but you are showing an initiative to try to change that. That's a big middle ground in the rankings that the State Department has, and I think there are something like 88 countries in that middle ground. And in Malaysia, another very interesting upgrade, this one I think with an even weaker claim that the country has really reformed. You have a lot of critics here saying this is politics, Malaysia is the target of a lot of, you know, sensitive, you know, negotiations over the TPP. Listening to the State Department briefing today, their spokespeople were getting grilled on this, saying, aren't you just doing this because you couldn't reasonably have a treaty with a country that you say is at the very lowest levels of protection for human trafficking? And again, you know, this isn't in the reporting period for this year, but you have the discovery of hundreds of these work sort of human trafficking transit camps in the Malaysian jungle earlier this year, hundreds of mass graves. So again, it seems a little dubious that this country has really moved out of the sort of the bad list and into this middle territory. But again, that's what we saw today, and many people are saying it's just politics.
Yeah, crazy. A couple of minutes left, and I want to jump to something completely different. It's interesting because you are from Boston. I saw this that I was doing something for NBC Sports. But how about the fact that Boston is out of contention of the 2024 Olympics? Wow, I'm so surprised by this. What happened?
Well, look, I think you could go back to the very beginning. There were problems with the proposal for the city in the very beginning. There was not a lot of civic support, to say the least, for this. You had, the announcement today was made by our new mayor, Marty Walsh, who sort of is trying to take credit for, you know, being a man of the people and saying, look, the finances don't line up here. That's certainly true. I think Boston probably would have really bankrupted, well, maybe not literally, but really would have gone into the red trying to prop up these Olympics, and the budgets are always much bigger than all the promises. But again, it's interesting that the political pressure here was so strong on the mayor, on the governor here, that they had to sort of go against their past statements and abandon this bid. It looks like Toronto, as many people are saying, is the North American city best place to sort of ride this wave. But we're also hearing Los Angeles might be putting together a bid too. So Boston's out. I'm happy for it, and hopefully the money will go to something better.
Yeah, there you go. I like that idea. You're absolutely right. Hopefully the money goes towards something
really
better.
Never really works like that, but wishful thinking.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Luke Vargas, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lions, men, monkeys.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight, a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, go to kateontheroad.com. Don't want anybody to miss out on the opportunity. I'm staring at this next book right now. It's beautiful because it detaches. So you have a tablet and then you have a keyboard combined. You could be a winner. We're giving a couple of them away, but you have to go to kateontheroad.com and sign up there. You just put your email in and then pass on the information. Maybe we'll be coming to your town soon. Who knows? Seems like we've been out on the road in some pretty cool places. That seems like we have. And thanks to so many of you for recommendations, etc. So keep it up and go to that site, kateontheroad.com, because just for putting in your email, you'll be entered into the drawing for a couple of those a couple of those computers that we are giving away, or pads, really tablets we're giving away, and you may be the one to pick it up. I love the fact that it's detachable, and because I just traveled, I saw the convenience of it, so that was a pretty good thing. Sadly, still there's no sign of the two boys, the 14-year-old boys, who went missing after going fishing on Friday. They were last seen getting gas. Their boat was found capsized, and the Coast Guard thought, and the Navy thought, this would narrow that search window, but they haven't been able to come up with anything yet. As the days start to add up, that starts to look pretty bleak. Let's hope that there is some kind of a break in this case. Here is what the stepfather of one of the boys had to say today in keeping the faith and in searching for the stepson.
These kids were raised on the water. If you don't live in Florida, you don't understand how children are raised here. As I said before, both families very experienced on the water for generations, and we've taught our children all the right things. Accidents happen even to adults out there. I don't want to comment any further on what, you know, on people's view of, you know, if they were too young or not right now. Right now, I want to focus on finding our boys. That there'll be plenty of time if anybody wants to do that. But right now, it's all about bringing the boys home. And that's why we're on the beach. We want everybody to, once again, from Palm Beach all the way up to the coast of Georgia, all our friends in New York, and we have a lot of them, friends, family, relatives, everybody, go on social media. Contact your relatives. Contact your friends who live close to the beach, right? Near the beach, to get on down there and look for anything odd that doesn't look normal and report it immediately. But my wife is a rock. My wife is strong. She's as strong, stronger than I am. I look at her and I know what I have to do. That woman is strong. That woman wants her boy back as Mrs. Black wants her boy back. And those women are not quitters. She's the strongest woman I've ever met in my life. The most loving mother, most caring mother. We're deep back in the back of our minds, we are devastated, but we are moving forward. Our energy is forward focused.
All right, so that was Perry Cohen's stepdad, Nick Korniloff, and you could hear he's very passionate in his plea to just, let's just keep looking, let's keep doing this, and he's right. They have to focus. My hope is there's some kind of closure in this, and hopefully it's the right kind of closure. No way to know at this point. Good that there are more people on the search, but Friday, so you think, you know, we're turning the page on Tuesday. There have been people that have been found a week later, but usually they're on the boat or in some kind of a dinghy, and that, you know, that could be the case that they were on something else. So perhaps they'll have a great outcome to this. We could only hope that that's the case. Couple of quick odds and ends as we make our way to the exits. How about this one? You know, lifting stuff and intellectual property, we've had my lawyer friend Russ Riddle on to talk about that before, especially in the world of entrepreneurs now. You have an idea, you got to protect it, right? So Conan O'Brien is being sued for lifting jokes from Twitter. Yeah. They're saying a San Diego guy, anyway, is filing that lawsuit, saying that there were jokes, you know, that made it into his monologue. That, especially one, he's saying one that he published a while ago, that this was the joke. A Delta flight this week took off from Cleveland to New York with just two passengers, and they fought over control of the armrest the entire flight. This the guy who's suing is saying the same day he made a similar joke on his show. It's Robert Caseberg who's suing him. And then one of the jokes dealt with Tom Brady, where he said Tom Brady, and then another one about the Washington Monument. One of the jokes was the Washington Monument is 10 inches shorter than previously thought. You know, the writer, or the winter, like I'm blowing it. You know, the winter has been cold when a monument suffers from shrinkage. And then that was a joke that Conan O'Brien had. I don't know. Is it possible that you could write similar jokes? I'm saying that, you know, the rule of threes, there is that possibility. It'd be interesting to follow that lawsuit to see, because of that intellectual property thing, whether or not, especially with Twitter, whether or not they can make that stick and he ends up with something or not. You know how John Boehner, besides his famously tan self, everybody's always talking about how tan he is, he apparently did an interview with the Golf Channel and he cried. He cries at the drop of a hat, this guy, right? So, I'm thinking, was he crying about his golf game? What was he crying about? What could possibly set you off when you're talking to the Golf Channel? And he says, I guess he in the middle of saying it, he said, I want to make sure that every kid had the same chance I did, an opportunity, and his eyes got all filled up. He did a promo spot for the Golf Channel show Faraday, and I guess that airs in a week or so. There was photos of him and former friends, and he got misty-eyed at everything from the State of the Union address to statue unveilings to all kinds of things. So I guess the Golf Channel just happened to catch him at a strange time. I'm feeling emotional, Golf Channel. Ask me anything and I'll cry on the spot. It's not method acting. It's the real thing. He is authentic, right? How about this? Jeb Bush, there was he was asked about this in a video posted to his YouTube account on Friday. Jeb Bush admitted he never heard of Sharknado, which is shark that's, you know, based on the movie franchise. He said, I'm flipping around at the cable stations and there's this thing called Sharknado. And he said, I'm clearly confused. There's sharks coming out of the sky. People are getting killed. The White House is being collapsed. This is the strangest show I've ever seen. And for people who don't know, Sharknado is a made-for-TV movie series. It started in 2013, and it had a tornado filled with sharks. It is very strange, right? Sharknado 3 just premiered, and they have crazy things with sharks, too. Same thing. Where the sharks are going to strike and what's going to happen. But I think what happens is when you're on the campaign trail, if some movie or something comes out at this time when you're on the trail, and, you know, you could get asked about it, where you really have you can get caught not knowing. What's that pop culture reference? What are you talking about? I don't understand. I'm not sure. Explain it to me. This is the danger. They need young aides, at least one or two on the staff, millennials, just to say, okay, here's what this means when you see it on Twitter. Here's a bunch of hashtags you might have to know. And then you fill in the blanks with the rest, the meaty stuff, when you have to do the debate on August 6th. Because, you know, Jeb Bush is going to be there for sure. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Truly appreciate you spending some time with us. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.